On a morning walk, devotees were talking about being controlled. And one devotee asked Prabhupada, "Are we always controlled?" And Prabhupada said, "Yes, you're going to be controlled by external energy, or you're going to be controlled by internal energy, but you're never independent, you're always controlled." So just like we try to stay in association of devotees, and therefore we're controlled by Krishna's inside, you could say. What's the word I'm looking for? Interior. Inside energy. I'm too tired right now to think. His internal, that's the word. Internal energy. So when you come to the stage of bhava, you're in the internal energy. There is no external energy. So now we oscillate. Sometimes external energy is affecting us, sometimes a little less, sometimes internal energy is affecting us a little, sometimes a little more. And Prabhupada said, it's really up to Krishna if he dissolves or masks or removes us from the external energy. And it also explains why sometimes you'll see a devotee who's very advanced, but he'll commit some offense or due to some negligence, he'll lose his standing in Krishna consciousness. That means material energy is starting to work on him. Someone was telling me recently about a devotee who's going through a difficult astrological period, and he's very drawn to material activities, and he used to be a very staunch devotee. So he's feeling kind of helplessly drawn or pulled by material energy. So sometimes this happens if we commit offense or we're negligent. So I think it's a very important point to realize that we're controlled by energy, and we want to situate ourselves under the control of spiritual energy, and that will do everything for us. And if we allow ourselves due to negligence to be controlled by the material energy, then there's no way we can get out of it unless Krishna enables us to do it. So daivim prakritim ashrita, we want to take shelter of that spiritual energy. And if we're under that shelter, spiritual energy does everything. When you're at the stage of bhava, the knowledge potency reveals everything. So even if you've never read anything, all the knowledge is there. And then all the bliss comes. And then, of course, eternity. So it's an energy, and under that energy, that's what happens. You just know everything, and you're feeling ecstasy. So let's look forward to coming to that stage. Hare Krishna.